Lila Nishmas or Mordechai Ar Yosef ben Chai Moshe. Beit Perek Alf Mishnah Tas. Beishami Oymim Ein Mishalchen Beyontif El Amonos. Beishami says that on Yontif one is only allowed to send Monos. Monos, the Rav says, is something that's prepared that a person would not leave it over for tomorrow, like cuts of meat and fish, like prepared perishables, ready-made and ready to eat as is. Beisol says that you're allowed to even send a whole behema, a chaya, or an oaf. The Rav points out, though, but when you send it with a messenger, don't send it with three people, because then it becomes a whole production, and it looks like you're selling something in the marketplace. Bein chayin, bein shchutin, whether they are alive or whether they're shechted, because one is allowed to shecht these items on Yontif. Mishalchin yenus, shmonim, one is allowed to send wine, oils, uslosois, flowers, vikitnias, beans, avalo tfua. But one is not allowed to send grain that you need to crush, because one is not allowed to crush on Yontif. Now the Rav just says over here, vein tochnin b'yontif. Why not? So Rashi and the Ran say over here is because he could have grinded the flour yesterday. Because flour, similar to salt, doesn't lose its flavor when you grind it the day before. Unlike spices, there we allowed you to grind it that day. But even so, the Taisantif asks, why is it any different than salt we had in the previous Mishnah, where one is allowed to grind salt with a shinoi if he didn't do it, Erev Yontif? So too you should be allowed to grind it with a shinoi. So why can't you send it with a messenger? Let him grind tfua with a shinoi. So the answer is that although there's no issue with the grinding itself and doing it with a shinoi, just like one is allowed to do with salt, but tfua is different, and this is based on the Ran that we said earlier, because the Ran says the real issue with grinding has nothing to do with the fact that grinding is not something that's usser and not included with Ochel Nefesh, because the Charid is included with Ochel Nefesh, and the reason that grinding is usser is because it looks like you're doing something for many days, not just for right now. I guess different than the case of salt, where it's not like a large production. Here, normally, grain is grounded in large amounts. So that's why you can't send grain. Rabbi Shimon Mater b'tvua. Rabbi Shimon Mater is one to send tvua, because you can take the tvua and cut it up, like in a small amount, with a small type of grinder or chopper, and then cook it. But the Magen Mishnah says that the Tanakhama held that since most of the time people don't handle wheat this way, rather they grind it, and grinding looks like a much bigger production for many days. Therefore, we go after the Rov, and it's going to be us according to the Tanakhama. And the Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon on this.